Hey everyone, ready for a deep dive that might just turn your world upside down?
Ooh, that sounds intriguing. I'm ready.
Today we're tackling this idea that everyone, and I mean everyone, is secretly a mathematician.
I like where this is going.
We're diving into Mathematica by David Bessas.
Okay.
And it argues that mathematical thinking, it's not really about, being a whiz with numbers or equations. It's
Right.
more about how we see and understand the world around us.
You know, what's so fascinating about this book is how Bessas takes this image we all have of math, rigid, formulaic, all about rules, and he just kind of explodes it. He shows us how dynamic it really is, how it's a process, something we're doing all the time without even realizing it.
Okay, so then if it's not about formulas and equations, what's at the heart of mathematical thinking according to Bessas?
Well, he describes this really cool interplay
Okay.
between our intuition, that gut feeling we get, and the more formal side of logic and reasoning. So it's this constant back and forth, what feels right, and then what we can actually prove through, structured thinking.
Interesting. So, what's an example of this, like, math in disguise that we're all supposedly doing?
Well, something as simple as picturing a circle in your mind.
Oh, okay.
That's a mathematical act.
Really?
You're manipulating a concept in your head, you're playing with its properties without ever picking up a calculator.
I never thought of it that way. But so does that mean our brains are like these mini supercomputers running all the time?
In a way, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, think about it. We can grasp the concept of a billion minus one like that just instantly. That shows we've internalized this crazy complex system of numbers and operations, way more complex than, say, someone using Roman numerals a few centuries
Well,
ago.
that's a really good point. It makes you think about how our whole understanding of numbers has changed over time and how that's like shaped the way we think.
Exactly. And Bessas, he takes all of this a step further and challenges this whole idea, the math genius.
Oh, yeah.
He's saying genius, it's not this innate thing you're born with.
Right.
It's a state you reach, you achieve through constant effort.
He compares it to learning a language, right? Like, if you practice enough, you can become fluent, even if it's super hard at first.
Exactly. He does say that some people, sure, they might have like a predisposition towards math, but he really emphasizes their abilities come from early dedicated practice, not just natural talent. So even if you struggled with algebra in school, doesn't mean you're not a mathematical thinker at heart.
That is encouraging. But so if we all have this potential, how do we actually, sharpen those mathematical thinking skills? Like, does Bessas give any practical advice?
Well, he has this, it's like a game he recommends.
How?
The idea is you got to pay attention to when your intuition, when it clashes with logic.
So, like, my gut tells me one thing, but the right answer is something totally different.
Exactly. And instead of just accepting the logic, like the right answer, he says really dig into that gut feeling.
Oh, interesting.
Try to understand why, like, why is it different?
So we're kind of becoming more aware of our thought process, figuring out how intuition and logic, how they work together, or maybe against each other.
Exactly. Bessas argues that this back and forth, it strengthens our mathematical thinking because you're forced to go deeper.
Can you give me a real-world example, like how this might play out?
Sure. Imagine you're trying to guess the size of a crowd at a concert, and your initial guess, it's way off.
Happens all the time.
But by analyzing, like, why were you off? Maybe you thought the crowd was denser than it was, or the venue was smaller. You start to refine your intuition.
So you get better at it.
You make more accurate estimations in the future.
That makes sense. So by understanding our mistakes, we're actually like learning, improving our thinking.
Absolutely.
It's not about being right all the time. It's more about being open to that process.
Totally. And this is where Bessas takes this kind of a turn. He links mathematical thinking with self-improvement. He actually says that math itself is a self-help technique.
Now, you've got me really interested. How does math, with all the logic and formulas, how does that become a tool for personal growth?
It all boils down to honesty. Mathematicians, they can't pretend to understand something when they don't. They have to confront constantly, like what they don't know, to make progress. And Bessas says this translates beautifully to life.
So, like, instead of getting defensive when we don't know something, we need to be more like mathematicians and be like, okay, I need to learn this. I need to grow in this area.
Exactly. And while that honesty, sure, sometimes it can be tough.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it leads to, you know, more clarity, more confidence in what we can do.
We stop trying to be perfect and start focusing on getting better.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the key.
This whole, like, math as self-help is fascinating.
It is.
But I think some of our listeners might be thinking, okay, how do I actually use this in my life?
Hmm.
It's easy to see how a mathematician uses these skills, but what about the rest of us?
Well, let's say you're planning a trip.
Okay.
And you're deciding between two routes.
Right.
One's shorter but has tolls. The other is longer, but it's free.
Right.
You could just go with your gut.
Yeah.
But mathematical thinking, it lets you break the problem down systematically.
Okay.
You calculate the time for each route, factor in the tolls, even think about traffic patterns.
Oh, so you're using logic and calculations, but you're also like adding in your personal preferences.
Exactly. You blend the objective and the subjective.
Interesting.
And this can apply to so many things. Budgeting, healthcare decisions.
Even just deciding what's for dinner.
Exactly. It gives you this framework.
So it's about being more intentional about our choices.
Yeah. Rather than just reacting or doing what's easiest.
And I think that's a key part of Bessis's argument.
What's that?
Mathematical thinking. It's not always about finding the one right answer.
Right.
It's more about, like, exploring, discovering.
Exactly.
Being willing to experiment, try different things, even make mistakes.
Yeah. He actually encourages us to see those mistakes as opportunities.
Like, oh, okay, I messed up, and now I've learned something.
Exactly. Just like in math, you know?
Yeah.
Setbacks, wrong turns, they can lead to insights.
Yeah.
And in life, those stumbles, they can point us in a new direction.
It's like that growth mindset idea, right?
You got it. We're not defined by what we can do right now, but by our willingness to learn.
And it sounds like Bessis is applying that to math.
You nailed it. It's about recognizing our brains. They're flexible.
Yeah.
They can adapt.
So it's not about being a math whiz.
Nope.
It's about having that mindset, the problem-solving mindset.
Exactly.
And we can apply that to anything.
Exactly. Now, Bessis also goes into, you know, the emotional benefits of this kind of thinking. He argues that the honesty, the rigor that math demands, that can help us with emotional resilience in life.
I'm curious about that. How does being honest about, you know, what we don't know in math, how does that translate to being emotionally strong?
When you're doing math, you can't lie to yourself.
Oh, yeah.
If your calculations are wrong, the numbers, they show it.
Yeah.
You have to face your mistakes head on.
So by practicing that honesty in math,
mm-hmm.
we're training ourselves to be more honest and self-aware in other parts of our lives.
Exactly. It's like working out a muscle. The more we face those hard truths in math, which is, you know, kind of a safe space.
Yeah.
The better we can handle them when they come up in more emotional situations.
This is making me rethink my whole relationship with math.
Oh.
I used to think it was so dry, intimidating.
Yeah.
But now I'm seeing it as this tool for, like, self-discovery.
That's exactly what Bessis wants. He wants to demystify math.
Huh?
Show us it's not just equations. It's about a way of thinking.
It's about embracing curiosity, rigor, being willing to learn, and not just intellectually, but emotionally, too.
You got it. Yeah. And you know what's really cool? Bessis, he even connects this back to the emotional side of things.
Okay.
He says, by being more comfy with the unknown in math, you know, not knowing the answer right away, working through it.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
builds up our, like, tolerance for uncertainty in life, too.
So math is like this training ground for, you know, dealing with the messiness of the real world.
Exactly. It helps us build that resilience, adaptability, and let's face it, life rarely gives us like a neat little formula to solve our problems.
That's such a great point. Okay. So as we're wrapping up our deep dive into Bessis's Mathematica, what are some key takeaways for our listeners?
Well, first off, you got to remember, mathematical thinking, it's not just for math people, okay? Mm-hmm. It's fundamental. We can all cultivate it. We can all benefit from it.
Totally. And it's not about those formulas or equations, right? Mm-hmm. It's about developing a way of thinking. And that helps us with, like, challenges, you know, makes us more clear, more confident.
Second, don't be afraid of your intuition. That gut feeling, it's often got, like, real insights, even if it doesn't match up with logic at first.
Right. It's that back and forth that gets you to really understand something.
And finally, remember, math can be this awesome tool for self-discovery, for growing as a person. By, like, embracing the honesty and the rigor that math needs, we build up emotional resilience, we become more genuine, more ourselves.
Bessis leaves us with this really powerful quote. When I look at my own life and the way I manage to overcome personal challenges, I realize that my ability to think in a mathematical way helped. From an emotional standpoint, we all need math.
It's beautiful, right? It really shows how connected our thinking and our feelings are. It reminds us that math isn't just this cold, sterile thing, like from school, you know? It's a way to engage with the world that can, like, stimulate us and also give us emotional depth.
This deep dive has definitely, like, shifted my perspective on math. I'm seeing it as this tool for better decision-making, for becoming more resilient, all that. What's one thing our listeners can do, like today, to start using Bess's ideas?
Pay attention to when your intuition, that gut feeling, clashes with logic. Maybe you're estimating how long something will take, or you're deciding between two things. Instead of just going with your gut or the logical route, stop. Ask yourself, why do I feel this way? What's influencing my intuition? Can I explain it, and does it line up with logic or not? That simple thing, just observing, that's a powerful first step to better mathematical thinking.
Love it. So next time you face a problem, big or small, try that mathematical curiosity. You might be surprised by what you discover. You might even find a hidden mathematician inside yourself.